edge of Lake Winnebago as Schooley skies one to deep center field, and it's caught by Carly Pankratz. Fly out number three of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left for the Royals. Seventh inning coming. Royals, they got a lot of work to do as the Tigers have a 5-0 lead as we go to the final inning of tonight's game. Hopefully an exciting conclusion coming up. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
We are the boy band. Your tween made you see. We are the boy band. It's painful concert number three. We are the boy band. We're 5-19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of rain late. Lows in the mid-50s and staying breezy. For tomorrow, some showers and storms in the morning. Another wave possible in the afternoon. Highs, upper 60s. Some sun to start Wednesday, then more afternoon storms and highs in the mid-70s. Right now it's 73.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
City running through my veins, like tiny bubbles in a champagne.
6-7-8 batters due up. Top of the seventh inning, Stratford enjoying a 5-0 lead. Royals just one hit in the game. Just one base runner. And that was Lexi Stofflett. Earlier, beginning or so ago, was Cressa Wenzel. She's up at the plate. She is 2-for-3 in the game. Two singles. One strikeout in the first inning. So she's hoping to improve that average. Coming up here, there's a grounder hit right back to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to first. And there's your first out of the seventh inning. Goes down 1-3. Kavanaugh to Moss. It's first out. Galen Schuler due up for the Tigers. She's 1-for-3 in the game. First inning, ground out. Third to first. Third inning, a single. And fifth inning, a line out to second. So she's looking to go to a 500 average in the game. First pitch in there, called strike. But yeah, no, that wrestling thing just kind of makes me scratch my head a little bit. There's one section that's two Brookfield schools. As there's a liner hit to center field. So I was a little premonition I should get some lottery tickets. I've done that a couple times. There's a single hit just about right up the middle. So next up for the Tigers is Michaela Stoiber, excuse me. And she is 0-for-2. She reached in the fifth inning on a fielder's choice. So there's one inning there. Nothing. Don't not take anything away from the kids of Milwaukee, but the Milwaukee's generally not as deep of an area wrestling as, say, around here, Central Wisconsin, North Central Wisconsin, Fox Valley area along the lake. So it's you get a team down there that maybe would be lower end Wisconsin Valley Conference. As there's a grounder hit to Schooley. Schooley throws to Vollard. Sandy on second. Fielder's choice gets out. 6-4. Second out. Fielder's choice. Stoiber reaches. Setting up for Emerson Roy, who is 0-for-3 in the game. Two strikeouts and a line out to short. And then, of course, you got your little corner there of Kenosha Oak. Kenosha and Racine, as there's a grounder hit foul. A bunt hit foul, I should say. A one count to Roy. But in my opinion, I understand the regionals are set up geographically and they don't take into account good teams, bad teams whatsoever along those ways. As outside pitch, ball, 1-1 count to Roy. But to me, in my opinion, and I'd be more than happy to hear some other thoughts on it, that you are not necessarily getting, if you at state you want the best of the best, you're not getting the best of the best the way things are set up now, in my opinion. But we'll see. I mean, that's going to be 1 year, and we'll see how things change. There's a called strike there. Count goes to 1-2 to Roy. And Nakusa, Port Edwards Assumption, they've got a tough two. Their region, they've got powerhouse Lodi in it in their regional. And then in their sectionals, Fenimore, who's won Division III the last several years, and they moved up in the competitive balance Division II this year. And it's going to be, they're going to be a favorite in Division II as well. So between Fenimore and Coleman and St. Croix Central, Division II is going to be just stacked. And there's her called strike three on Roy. In that inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. It's last call for the Assumption Royals. They need some big late inning magic as they trail Stratford 5-0. Keep listening here on 105.5 WRI for the exciting conclusion.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Assumption Royals as they're trailing Stratford 5-0. Bottom of the seventh inning. 2-3-4 batters due up for the Royals as Harry Cavanaugh is standing in. She's got a 1-1 count. It flies and not be able to be made the catch as she hits first, second, as the Tigers throw it in as she gets things started for the Royals. She was 0-for-2 in the game with two strikeouts. Well, she broke up that monotony. Second hit for the Royals on the day as due up next, Claire Nelson, who is as well 0-for-2 in the game with a ground out. Pitcher to first in the first inning and then a fly out to left in the third. So Nelson, she's due as well. Cavanaugh with her first hit, leadoff single. She's ending at second as there's a fly ball. Shallow left field, they're running for it. And she can't make the catch. So that she's running to second. So that's not the start the Tigers want with the Royals. Now they have two runners on in scoring position. You got to imagine that's going to go down as an error in E7. I wouldn't be surprised that they both are E7s. Or E7 and then a E, I think that'd be 9. So Macy Bollert, she's up. She's 0-for-2 and she hits a fly just out of the infield. Catch made, almost dropped there by the third baseman for the Tigers. So there's your first out of the inning for Tigers. Now Cavanaugh's being called a double, so I'll change that. I wasn't sure how they were going to rule it. Both fielders had to make quite a range on that, so I'll give it a hit. Lydia Smith's up now, trying to get two runs in. As first swing and a miss, as Royals down to their last two outs of the game. Trailing 5-0. They need some magic coming up. Pitch comes in, and there's a little bit of some magic, but it's a liner right to right field. It's a sac fly. Run scores. So sacrifice fly, F9, RBI for Smits. Second out, though, as Cavanaugh scores. Nelson advances to third. Lexi Stofflett, she is due up now. She got the first hit in the fifth inning for the Royals. A strikeout to her credit as well in the second as she strikes and swings and misses first pitch. If there's a chance for some royal magic here. This would be perfect time to use it. As she blasts one to left, and it gets over the head of the left fielder. Going to second is Stofflet. So maybe there is some royal magic left as she hits a RBI double. That scores Nelson. Royals aren't done yet as Jess Norton comes to the plate. So royal magic, that'd be great. First pitch coming. Swing and a miss by Norton. She wanted that one, that's for sure. Royals hopefully going to extend this game a little bit. Got to cheer for the home team, of course. Pitch on the way, and that's called strike. She's down to her last strike. As a Cardinals fan, hoping for some moment of David Freeze coming up from the 2010 World Series. Pitch not going to be a strike three, and that is your ball game where the Stratford Tigers, they take a 5-2 victory over the Assumption Royals. Here at Robinson Park. Gonna step out, get a couple numbers crunched here, and we'll be back for with the unhappy totals here on 105.5 WIRI.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Just wasn't meant to be today for the Assumption Royals as they took on the Stratford Tigers. And with the chance to win at least a share of the conference title, just wasn't meant to be. They'll have another chance coming up on Thursday, weather permitting, of course, when they meet up yet again with the Stratford Tigers. Stratford, as I said, 5-2 victory over the Royals today. They got two runs in the first inning to set things up, nothing in the second. They got a run in each the third, fourth, and sixth frames to count for their five runs. Five runs, 13 hits, one error for the Tigers on the day as they were led at the plate by Laney Pankratz, who was 4-for-4, scored two runs, and had an RBI. Following that up was Emma Roper, who was 2-for-4 with a run scored and two RBI, and Gracie Schmidt, as she was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Also calling in the Carly Pankratz. She was 2-for-4, a two-run scored and a strikeout to lead the Tigers. But that wasn't all that can be said for Laney Pankratz as she was toying the rubber for them. She threw a complete game, allowing just three hits, two runs, neither one of which were earned in the game. 10 strikeouts and no walks. She dominated the Royals' bats. There's really no way to put it other than that. On the day for the Royals, not much to talk about there offensively, as Ari Cavanaugh, she was 1-for-3 with a run scored. Two strikeouts, however, while Lexi Stofflet, bright spot there, as she was 2-for-3 with an RBI and one strikeout. Royals, not much to say there. I mean, two doubles, two of those three hits for the Royals, as they scored two runs in the bottom of the seventh inning, as they finished with two runs on three hits and made two errors. Macy Vollard started the game as she went 2 1/3 innings where she allowed six hits, three runs, two of which were earned with two strikeouts, no walks. Ari Cavanaugh came in to close out the game where she went 4 2/3 frames, had seven hits, two runs, both of which were earned, and six strikeouts. So not much you can really say about this one other than you got to learn from it, forget about it, and move forward to when they play next, which is next scheduled for Thursday, weather permitting, because we know it can't go 5 minutes without raining this spring. So with that, we're going to see what the Royals can do. If they win that one, they'll clinch again at least a share of the conference title. If they can't get a win, they might not win the conference this year. It depends on what Auburndale does in the other game, as Assumption just had a game lead on the Eagles as they split earlier in the year, a game I brought to you here on 105.5 WIRI. As we'll see what happens. This Tigers and Eagles, they split, so Royals really looking to get a split of the series coming up on Thursday. So again, unfortunate way that she ended today for the Royals, but they get back at it, like I said, with any luck on Thursday, and can get back to the winning side of things, as this loss, that snapped a lengthy win streak for the Royals at about approximately 8 games. So we'll see what comes up later on this week. And I just want to thank everybody for listening, all the sponsors, all the listeners. Thanks to Seth back at the studio. Outstanding job as always. Always great working with you. And I want to thank just everybody. Everybody listening back at home, on the road. Couldn't do it without you guys. Really appreciate everything from you guys and appreciate the feedback. Again, if you want to get in any sponsoring with these games, don't be afraid to visit Pam and Ashley in the office, and they'll be more than happy to work with you and set that up. So, from Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids, good night, everybody. It's Mike Comer, and thanks again for listening to Assumption Royal Softball on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
We were born in this little town. Growing up, I was counting down every single day till we made our getaway. But you said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home, and I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Arizona, dancing across the desert, watching the sun setting. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia, picking them peaches. In Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere. Days when I'm passing through, the conversation always turns to you, and I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you wanna lead. Guess you could say the same for me. But you and I made our choices all those years ago. Still I know I'll hear your voice and see you down the road. Maybe in Oklahoma, driving across the prairie. In Dallas, Texas, isn't that where we always said we would like to try? Never did, so maybe that's why you're on every highway, just beyond the highways, right beside me in all of my sweet dreams. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard, in Arizona, dancing across the desert, watching the sunset in Monterey. That Chattanooga freight, couple of kids in a Chevrolet, catch a little air when we cross the tracks, sipping on something from a paper stack. You hang your shirt on that maple lamp, slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in, jumping in. I guess I'm still doing now what I was doing then, chasing you like a shot of whiskey, burning. Chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm late here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. You always used to talk about L.A. I heard you got as far as Santa Fe. Well, you know I tried to track you down, I only got as far as Guitar Town. Singing about a girl I used to know, used to know, used to know. That I haven't given up, I'm just on your radio. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey, burning, going down, burning, going down. Gone too soon, chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm late here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights, headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing.
95.5 FM.
First date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes, it would drive me crazy. And the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. I held open the car door for you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my own mind. So I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang, it's a favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime?
Stories we don't tell.
and iron. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough for the one you love. Her whisper in my ear made a brand new man. Now the same heartbeat's got a brand. With a woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman you
trick in the book. She knows how to give, she knows how to take. Cause so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and light eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all.
Central Wisconsin Wide. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm a whole
baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. String band, my baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock.
CBS News Brief. Israelis are demanding Israel agree to a ceasefire deal accepted earlier today by Hamas. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
The announcement came the same day that Israel began moving Palestinian civilians from part of the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Israel reportedly rejected it for being too soft. Former President Trump was held in contempt today for violating his gag order for a 10th time. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This time, the judge gave him one more chance by only fining him $1,000. But the judge said very clearly to him, next time I must consider jail time.
And the countdown's on to Boeing's first manned spacecraft launch tonight. CBS's Mark Strassman.
There's one priority, and it's to do this safely.
Mark Nappy is Starliner's program manager.
I have full confidence that people are putting the vehicle together properly to get a safe vehicle up into orbit with people on board.
The test flight's been delayed for years over tech issues. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, May 7th, the Witt County Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 5 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The City of Nakusa will hold their personnel meeting at 6 in the Council Chambers. The Public Works meeting will follow at 7. In Portage County, the 2nd OWI Workgroup will meet at 2, the Space and Properties Committee at 3:30, the Executive Operations Committee at 5, and the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7. The City of Stevens Point will hold a special Board of Public Works meeting at 10 a.m. The Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2, and the Downtown Business Improvement District Board meeting will begin at 2:30. The Village of Whiting will have their Utilities Committee meeting at 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of rain late. Lows in the mid-50s and staying breezy. For tomorrow, some showers and storms in the morning. Another wave possible in the afternoon. Highs, upper 60s. Some sun to start Wednesday, then more afternoon storms and highs in the mid-70s. It's 71 right now.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina.
South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she had me at Heads, Carolina.
Turn Count them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. Sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. Thought it hurt me, and I'd wanna kiss you. I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. I miss my own beat, it's in my own snare drum. I miss me more. I miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. And I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more.
Baby, I feel like laying you down on a bed of sweet surrender, where we can work it all out. There ain't nothing that love can't fix. Girl, it's right here at our fingertips. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like laying you down. Come a little closer, baby, I feel like letting go. Of everything that stands between us and the love we used to know. I wanna touch you like a cleansing ray, and let it wash all the hurt away. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like letting go. If there's still a chance, then take my hand and we'll steal away off into the night until we make things right. The sun's gonna rise on a better day. Closer, baby, I feel like stripping it down. Back to the basics of you and me and what makes the world go round.
against my skin. I wanna be stronger than we've ever been. So come a little closer, baby. I feel like stripping it down. Come a little closer, baby. Just a little bit closer, baby. Come a little closer, baby. I feel like laying you down.
Central Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM. WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Boots been under. Don't look so.